Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Okay, sports fans, it's game time at the Built Ford Tough Sales event. Ford F-150 with EcoBoost has smash-mouth power with efficiency. Ford Super Duty, boom. That's how you punch it right up the gut, pal. And here's another stat, folks. F-Series has been America's best-selling truck for 37 straight years. That's called a dynasty, baby. Now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales event, score big savings on the hardest-hitting lineup of trucks on the field.
The Built Ford Tough Sales event is on for a limited time at your Oklahoma Ford dealer. Come in today to get the best deals on a brand-new F-Series truck. There's no better time to see the great fuel economy, dominating power, and legendary Ford quality that's made F-Series America's best-selling trucks for 37 years straight. And now, during the Built Ford Tough Sales event, get huge cash back, low APR financing, or attractive lease offers on a brand-new Built Ford Tough F-150 or Super Duty. Go online to OklahomaFord.com, then visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer for a test drive today.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And, Tom, take a look at how things ended up on Friday. And, well, looks like our cattle futures negative on Friday. Hogs, though, had a pretty decent day on Friday.
That's right. Our hogs did see some comeback on Friday. And we did see, Dave, our feeder cattle take a very hard hit to the downside once again, down to $3 limit. The only good thing was it couldn't go any lower, so it could not make new lows for the week. Now, our live cattle, they did close negative, but did not see near the downside the feeder cattle did, although the deferred contracts were down more than the front contracts on Friday's close. Now, cash cattle last week traded mostly steady with a week ago at 164 to 165, and we saw choice box beef up 24 cents Friday, selects down 14, and a movement of 76 loads. The cattle kills on Friday was 103,000 head. The weekly kill came in at 565,000, and for the second straight day, cash feeder index was on the downside by 49 cents. Now, Tuesday is the monthly cold storage report, and Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report. At the Friday's close, December cattle were 25 cents lower. November feeders down the $3 limit, along with almost all the other contracts. And December lean hogs were 25 cents higher. We're looking for a mixed opening this morning at 9:05 in our livestock markets.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they closed on Friday, grains were negative across the board.
That's right, Dave. After seeing a lot of upside during the week last week, on Friday, wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative. We saw double-digit losses occur in the soybeans, and we saw for the week, though, gains to the upside. November soybeans gained 29 cents for the week. December Kansas City wheat gained 24 cents, and December corn gained 14 cents for the week. Now, the harvest progress picked up over the week and across the Midwest as we had open weather, and we're going to see open weather for at least the first part of this week that should allow this harvest to continue to move along. This afternoon, we're expecting the crop progress numbers to show soybean harvest probably a little bit over 50% complete. The corn harvest could be over 35% complete in the report. Now, we saw overnight mostly downside in our grain complex. At the moment, December Casey wheat down 2 3/4, December corn down a nickel, November soybeans down 10 1/4, December cotton is trading 10 points lower, December crude oil is 24 cents higher, December dollar index is down 4 cents, and December Dow Jones futures 75 points lower at the moment.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning. This is the Radio Oklahoma Network.